A kind word brings a smile. This is Instant Inspiration. Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California. A kind word brings a smile. Now, we all know that when we give kind words, we get smiles. And I have Ellen over here who is trying to demonstrate that she wants attention. She will do anything to get attention. She will cough. She will wheeze. She will laugh. She will giggle. And she will give me all these kind words just to bring a smile on my face. Ah, yes. She's so wonderful, isn't she? Okay. When you think you have no chance of getting what you want, you probably won't get it. If you believe in yourself, you probably will get what you want sooner or later. Always remember compliments you receive and forget about the rude remarks. That's an interesting statement. Came from Good Stuff, a little magazine that puts out all these nice little comments. It essentially says a kind word brings a smile. You get results exactly in proportion to the attitude you have in giving the words out. Now, if you would like to have something beautiful happen in your life, then you act in a beautiful way. If you'd like to have someone be kind to you, be open to you, be generous to you, then you be generous to yourself. Now that sounds different, doesn't it? You be generous to yourself, because you cannot be nice to another person if you are not first nice to yourself. You cannot smile to another person if you don't first smile from within yourself. And when you smile from within yourself, all the doorways open for everything you could ever want. Everything you could ever ask for, it all comes your way when you start being loving to yourself. Now you say, well, that's kind of backward looking at it. Seeking ye first all things and then having the kingdom of God added unto me. No, that's not the point. What the point is that you are not a magnet. You're not attracting to yourself this good, but you are a vessel, and you're holding this vessel before you, and you're saying what you would like to receive in that vessel, and in that vessel you want to receive happiness and joy, peace, harmony, and love, wholeness, and goodness. Those are the things you want. That means then that's what you put in there. Now, what do they do when these memes are dancing in the park and doing things, and when these people are walking around putting on little skits like down at the sea side over here. What do? They put a hat out, don't they? So people can put money in it. Right? Mm-hmm. They let people put money in their hat. Mm-hmm. But they put money in the hat. Now, they could put just little money in the hat because that's what most people are going to give, but they don't. They put $5 bill, $10 bill, $20 bill in there. And they know that this is going to draw to them, if they can say draw, it's going to create people being generous in that amount. Because people don't like to be a piker. They don't like to give less than somebody else gives when they're being noticed. And so if they could reach down with a crumpled hand, they could drop their change and nobody would know what they did. But they usually have to throw it to the hat because the meme is fooling around and doing all these things, getting attention. But you see, this is how we are with our vessel. What sort of a vessel are we holding out? Are we holding out a happy person to which we create happy people coming to us? Or are we holding out unhappy people, sick people? People who have problems. Now, this noon, I was speaking to the group at the table here about all sorts of concepts. And I am always giving tests, as you know. You do know that.
Yes.
I'm always giving tests. Now, Ingeborg, what is your profession?
My profession is being God.
That's good, but what else?
I can do everything.
The big P, what are you?
Practitioner.
What? The big P.
Yeah, practitioner.
Thank God. You're the practitioner.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we forget that so quick. She got her practitioner certificate, she got a practitioner degree and everything, and you got it easy. What are you?
A practitioner. practitioner.
Very good. Now, when you tell things to a practitioner, what does the practitioner do?
He sees it done.
And doesn't say one word about it to anyone else. You understand?
Right.
Doesn't say one word about it to anybody else. So we get telephone calls for people who are ill, and right away they tend, oh, who's that? Oh, that's Madeline. Oh, her again. Oh, she's got all these problems, and she needs this, and she needs that. And that's not right. That was the telephone. Who was that? Someone who wanted a treatment. Good. What treatment did you give them? You're whole and perfect. I see you filled with the divine white light of love, and every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect. Oh, great, great, great. Who was it? Just one of our people who call. Who was it? Madeline. Well, why didn't you say that before? Because a practitioner does not say the name of the people they're dealing with. A practitioner does not tell the stories about the people they're dealing with and what's going on in their world. You understand? A practitioner does not do that. Now, I was testing you at lunch, giving you all sorts of things. I sound so natural. It sounds so logical when I say these things that you fall into the trap. And when you fall in the trap, that means you are not really an effective practitioner. That means you are worried silly about the circumstances that were facing you, that were coming to your attention. And you cannot do that. You have to put out a kind word, and it brings a smile, and you don't say what it is. Oh, did you know that Mrs. Jones called today, and I felt so happy talking to her. She was just so filled with love. Well, now, that was her practitioner work, wasn't it? Now, it's nobody's business that it was Mrs. Jones. A lady called today, and she was so filled with love. I just felt so wonderful. I just blessed her back with more and more love. What I'm saying to all of you is that if Diego were to go around telling the name of his clients to other people, he soon wouldn't have any clients. Somebody else would go and serve those people and find them very, very charming, because Diego did a good job of creating him and breaking him in. But Diego doesn't do that because he is too smart. But we don't think of our people as clients. We don't think of our people as the people we are practitionering for. But we must do that. We must do that with all of our heart and all of our soul, and we must do it with a smile. And when the people are on the phone and they're saying crocodile tears and so unhappy, the world's falling apart on them, if we reflect that back to them, they might not have called us. They might have called somebody else. Might have called the morgue, the death house. But you see, if we reflect back to them, hey, there's a smile, there's a sparkle in you, there's a chance, there's a way to solve this. Now let's put the cause in motion. Let's put the cause in motion that we live by the principle. We live by truth. We live by honor. Everything we do is great and wonderful and beautiful. And the children are playing in the street, having a good time, baseball, all that kind of stuff. And one mother comes running out, get out of the street, you're going to get run over. Another mother goes out there and says, come on, I'll be umpire, let's play. And she stands guard so that they can play on this empty street. And if a car comes along, then she ushers them off. But instead of saying, you're going to get killed, which could happen, she just said, I'll be the umpire. Now you see, she is a practitioner. She is seeing everything in divine order. She's not seeing something to worry about or something to be uptight about. She is in charge. Now, all the children say, oh, we don't want your old mama out here. We don't play by ourselves, you know. And who creates that? That's the mama who's worried. But the mama who's thinking that's a good game. Boy, you kids sure play a good game. You are really great. They like having her there. Now, what role are you playing in life? How have you disciplined yourself to do whatever task lies before you? If you're a practitioner, and everyone is, you keep your mouth shut about who you're practicing with. You keep your mouth shut about whatever you hear. You put the cause in motion. Now, somebody called and they said they were sleeping with a person who had AIDS. Oh my God, they're going to get AIDS. Oh, terrible. You know, that's stupid. You just say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I see every organ, action, function of your body perfect. I see you using good judgment. I see you accomplishing whatever you want. If you want AIDS, go for it, you know. But as far as I'm concerned, I see you whole and perfect. And I do not see you, if you want AIDS, you got it. I see you only whole and perfect because?
That's the nature.
Because?
I am whole and
perfect. I am whole and perfect. You see, when you are whole and perfect, you cannot see anyone else except as whole and perfect. If you got a problem, then you see that everywhere you go. You see, like for instance, Ellen was hacking here trying to get attention. Now, Ellen would notice everybody else here who hacked a little bit. Oh, her, I know you were doing that too. And Ingeborg, you're breathing on the oxygen. You know, and we always see people doing the silly things we do. So we want to make sure that we do beautiful things at all times. Be always in charge of ourselves. Be always the master. And when we do that, we're giving out a smile, and what comes back?
A smile.
You betcha. A kind word brings a smile. And this big, long phrase here, when you think you have no chance of getting what you want, you probably won't, because you're thinking you can't get it. If you believe in yourself, you will probably get what you want sooner or later. Well, now, I don't think that's too enticing, but you'll get what you want. Always remember compliments you receive, and forget the rude remarks. We have an opportunity to have a kind word bring a smile into our life, if we give the kind word. So, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We're the master. Must I take the practitioner certificates back, or are you going to hang them up and look at them once in a while?
Hang it up and live it.
I love you. I love you. I love you.